This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Wow. For all you out there that, like me and Brendan, have had colds this week or this past couple weeks, I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of employees out sick, man. There's a couple kinds of flu going around, flu and cold, huh?
Yeah, both of us, as you can tell, we kind of lost our voices a little bit there.
Yeah, mine's more from a cough that I had. I have no fever, haven't really felt bad, but I caught this thing last week that, like, this cough just doesn't go away. And everybody I run into is like, oh, yeah, takes forever to get rid of that cough if you caught that one. So, great. Perfect. Lots of fun. I usually pride myself on not getting sick at all during any of this season. So, I guess if this is as bad as it gets, I'll survive. So, what I'm going to say is excuse me if I have to go out a mic shot and have a little cough now and then. Because there is no cough button in here anymore.
No, not anymore, yeah.
What the heck, man? Yeah. Where'd my button go?
They said it was not necessary anymore.
They say, what if you got a cough?
I know, but well,
I'm one of those things. So, they used to have a, for those of you, old school, if you knew in radio or did any studio stuff, they used to have a button in here. It's called a cough button. You push the button and then you can cough and people can't hear you on the air, basically. Cut you off the air, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. So we'll see as far as that goes, if we cough too much or not. So, Brendan, raise your hand if you got a cough, okay?
Okay.
It's all good. Anyway. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there listening to Auto Talk this morning, thank you for joining us here live as we're discussing, what are we talking about? Oh, most common things that turn that pesky check engine light on your dash. But we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related if you want to give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're here to talk to you about all things automotive. Some great stuff going on this week. Auto-wise, we're clicking right along. Man, I've had some great conversations with different clients this week and was down in Kearny Mesa for a while. Our amazing new manager down there, Carlo, is doing an awesome job with the team. Of course, all the same techs, Rick and Miguel and Pedro and everybody. And, of course, all five locations just clicking along. But been down there working with them and doing a bunch of training because they're brand new to the company. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Carlo is definitely a West. Carlo and his son are both, they've jumped on the team and they're definitely great asset for the West Automotive Group without question. Doing a great job down there. And just pulled the team together, and things are up and running. Couldn't be happier about how that turned out. So, all good stuff as far as that goes. What about you, Brendan? Anything automotive related that's happened to you this week?
No, not automotive related. It's been
tires for your car, no brakes, nothing like that.
Yeah, everything's been going very, very well. I think there's a lot of crazy drivers otherwise, so that's
that
for sure.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, I just don't understand some people's thought process when it comes to pulling out of parking lots and saying, oh, I have the right of way, when parking lots have an automatic stop. Well, I hit the microphone. That's how upset I am. there's an automatic stop when you come out of a parking lot. You don't have the right of way compared to the main
just rolling
road.
Rolling on out.
Exactly.
Down the apron and out into the road.
Something like that, yeah.
It's a good way to get ran into, to be honest with you.
So. It happened to me, I think, almost twice or three times this week alone. So people just... be more vigilant is all I'm saying.
Correct.
Just be more vigilant.
Yeah, well, and be careful. Let's try to avoid those wrecks. It's never a good thing.
Right.
So we don't, no cars crashing. That's our theory for every week. No cars crashing.
I agree.
As long as you can prevent it. You do need to pay attention. Stay off your cell phone. Don't be driving on your phone. Don't be doing crazy things. Don't be texting and driving, that's for sure. So
that's why I set up a playlist if I want to for my music or
before you roll out.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's a great thing to do. Yeah, and you definitely
You could just set up Auto Talk Radio on podcast because we're a 50-minute show. You can't be if you're traveling like under an hour, listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us for sure. Always a great way to go. Besides that, you can get some great information while you're just cruising around, having a good old time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So good stuff. Sorry, I just looked up here. They're spraying all this stuff to kill vegetation to prevent wildfires, but they weren't wearing a mask, which makes me wonder. Don't be breathing that stuff in. It's not good for you, I presume. If it kills plants, it's probably not good for humans, huh?
Oh, I was thinking it was something along the line. It might be organic.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I just thought, I can't hear it, of course, but Brendan always puts the news on, so I have all the local fun stuff going on here in front of me while we're chatting about everything.
I saw that, what's his name? He's a really old sports broadcaster. He was just on TV when I turned him on. Turn on the TV there.
On Channel 9?
Yeah. It's not Hacksaw. I'm trying to remember his name now. He has a mustache.
Is he got gray hair?
Yes.
And a push broom mustache?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Hacksaw.
Oh, it is Hacksaw. Okay, yeah, I thought he had a different name.
But is he still working there part-time?
I wouldn't say he's working. He's just
they were
a
doing
guest.
A special, I yeah. guess. Oh, God.
They were talking about the recent Four Nations hockey games that they were going on.
That was odd. There's quite a few fist fights during that.
It was a lot of fun watching that.
It was a lot of fun watching that. All right, so
only if America could have won, rats.
Oh, well, didn't they win in the beginning?
They were, and then they lost twice, I believe, near the end, including the championship game against Canada. So,
gotcha.
You Canadians!
Darn you Canadians!
Oh, if I offended a Canadian, sorry.
He just wanted to do that. That's right. What it was.
Thank you.
All good stuff. Hey, do want to remind folks, you're out running around here this morning, but boy, I tell you what, the pea soup's a bit thick out there. We got a good marine layer that
we're doing. Yeah, so
make sure
I went
you have
through
your headlights on and your wipers are working.
I went through three layers of really heavy fog because I live out in La Mesa. So as soon as I drove past Lake Murray, made sense. Then I was going on the 8, and as soon as I made it to, I don't want to say it's Mission Valley, but it's right when you hit the 15 and the 8 intersection. Bam, there's another patch of fog.
Well, that's down in Mission Valley.
That is Mission Valley. Okay, yeah. I didn't know what that neighborhood's called.
It's
I thought
part
it was something
of it,
else. So when I hit Mission Valley, that was another patch. Then again, on the 805, it's clear again until you get to the 52 to around this point where we are in UTC. Another heavy patch. So very patchy, very
well. In Mission Valley, it just rolls up that channel, is what happens.
It's true. Also, one drop of rain and the whole place floods. Basically,
that is true too.
Yeah, they got to work on that.
It is a floodplain. Yeah, there's no question about you. Yes, for sure. Well, back in the day, years ago, there was nothing built down there, and I believe Mr. John Rose, who used to own Rose Toyota, he's since long passed away, but he did a lot of developing down there in the valley with some other folks, I believe, and that's where a lot of that stuff came from.
Yeah.
Now there's a ton of things down there in the valley, huh?
Yes, there is.
But we do have the technology to build in those places. You just got to make them a little higher than the riverside.
Definitely.
Yeah. So for sure. And it's only a problem when it rains.
I think that's a song.
Is it? It's only a problem when it's raining. Well, it could be. So, yes, and don't drive your car through the standing water. It's always a bad thing, for sure. Excuse me.
Both of us are coughing now here.
I know. Every now and then, so it's okay.
I got two quick car news, if you want me to go
over them. Sure, them out. Let's do it.
All right, so Nikola, an American electric truck startup, has officially filed for bankruptcy.
Are you surprised?
No. Because, again, this is one of the most competitive markets for any vehicle.
Where company. Were they producing these?
In Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many did they produce? Do you have any idea?
It says here, first off, it says here, the court filings show that the company has about $47 million in cash on hand with liabilities between $1 billion to $10 billion.
Whoa!
Yes.
That's not even close to put a dent in that.
Exactly. Despite enjoying early enthusiasm from investors, Nikola struggled to deliver enough vehicles to turn a profit. And anything else specifically? Because I remember these trucks, just alone, the pickup trucks itself. They were I said they looked just as good as Rivian's. I still like Rivian's trucks a little bit better in terms of the outside design.
Yeah.
Because that I keep hitting this microphone. I'm so upset here. I keep saying that electric trucks, just the outside design alone, they're very, very ugly, in my opinion. They're way too sleek.
For the
most part. Yeah. But the Nikola ones and the Rivian ones, they make it more, and I use this term very, for this point, masculine. I love the look and the rigid, the boxiness.
Boxy.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So,
well, there you go. That's, yeah, so we're, I have this feeling we're going to see a few of these companies. In Rivian, I know they're still afloat and doing their thing right now, I believe, but I know they've been going through some tough financial times too. So there's going to be, with this electric car deal, some shakeouts. Everybody, they're not selling the number of electric cars they were hoping to, so therefore the market for all of these companies is definitely affected without question. So great stuff as far as that goes. Okay, so this morning we're talking about the most common trouble codes that can cause that pesky check engine light on your dash to come on. And boy, I tell you what, these days with networking and the CAN systems that we operate with inside of vehicles, which basically means everything's networked together inside the vehicle, all the modules talk to each other. And they also often use the same sensors for things. So what we've done is reduce the number of sensors we have to have on the vehicle. But we've in the network, we have different modules, and they take the data and they use it in, for their specific needs as making the vehicle operate. So there's a million things that can turn on a check engine light now. We're specifically going to talk about some that these codes and lists came from the fact of doing emissions testing on vehicles, which a lot of like the OBD2 testing that we do here in California, you plug in and it talks to the computer why it's doing the testing. And if there's any stored codes, active codes, et cetera, it does download those. And that's how they come up with this list, because they do track that stuff. to be honest with you, cars 2000 and newer here in California that go through the DAD smog system, we call it the DAD, which is the OBD2 smog system. We don't actually do a sniffer test anymore. There's no actual emissions test. Because the car is so good at monitoring itself, it stores all this data. They download the data, and they use it for all kinds of things, verifying things at cars, emission-wise, you know, what when problems here and there with cars. Just some great information, and over the years they've compiled a lot of it, and the smog testing system keeps getting better and better as far as data that they're grabbing as far as that, so they can analyze all of it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like you have a question.
No. I was just following up, saying like, you know, we talk about the progression in the safety matters that manufacturers put into cars. Mm-hmm. Same can go with how well we do inspections, especially with smog. How that's grown over time and how that's gotten better every single year too. So,
well, I will tell you this: over the years, if you look back since when the first smog programs were implemented in the state of California, which was in the 70s, late 60s, we got PCV, stuff like that. But if you look back on these, as far as it goes, with everything, we've come such a long way in controlling emissions in that. I mean, most cars, late model cars, you put a sniffer in that thing, it's putting out like nothing. There's nothing. It's blowing zeros. The machine can't even pick up anything
right,
as far as that goes. But that's the job of all the emission equipment that we put on cars now, and how we do fuel control and the way the catalytic converters work and all that. I'll tell you what, gotten pretty good.
So
cars are pretty environmentally friendly.
So then you're putting this more again on the manufacturers again, where their technology has gotten better too in that sense as well.
Well, they were forced to.
Oh, I guess so.
You have too. No options.
Yeah.
Because the states, not only the state, but the federal government, makes emissions requirements for vehicles every year.
Right, of course. So or every other year, right? Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's testing. But what I'm saying
is Yeah.
They change and tighten things continuously. So as things go, you know, reducing what's allowable emissions for a vehicle. If you remember back in the day, Volkswagen got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
if you remember, they skirted their testing,
yes,
and they falsified it, and then they sold the cars, and then the EPA is like, whoa, wait a minute, this you can, no, and then they went back and started looking, they're like, oh, these guys were just lying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you get caught doing that, guess what? You get in trouble.
Yes.
They got in a lot of trouble for that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you can't. That's against the rules. So, but my point to this is, yes, technology, manufacturers, everything has gotten a ton better as far as that goes, and definitely reducing emissions and the outcome. So these newer cars are, and that's why you have the PZEVs and all that, which is partial zero emission vehicle, and you have zero emission vehicles in that. So, and I know you'll say an electric vehicle is a zero emission vehicle. It is when it's driving around, but it's not really environmentally friendly.
It's true. Yeah. When you look at the science behind it, it's truly not.
Yeah. It just depends on what part of the environment you want to kill.
Yes. Exactly.
So you decide what you want to buy.
There's always a cause and effect.
There is always a cause and effect. So, and I, when you were answering the phone, I said that, I think we're going to see a lot of more of these electric vehicle companies actually fail. I mean, we already lost Fisker, right?
It's yep.
totally gone.
Well, what was the other one that was recent? There was
because well, the truck.
Nikola was the third one. Uh-huh. Lordstown Motors was the other
okay,
one.
Okay, there you go. Yes. There you go. And Rivian's not on its best.
No, it's in fact, I think it filed a certain kind of bankruptcy where they were going to do a corporate structure change.
Probably realignment.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So
I think it's Chapter 11 or something.
I think so,
yes. Reorganization.
Yeah, this one here, they did mention, I forgot to mention, we did talk about Nikola, a couple of years ago because they signed a contract with General Motors uh-huh. to help come out with some new vehicle EVs. And I thought, oh, this could be something
quite interesting. But that didn't last long, did it?
No, it didn't because Nikola kept offering a certain budget and General Motors was like, that's way too expensive. We're not gonna manufacture at that kind of price.
Gotcha.
And so the contract fell through. And I think they also were supposed to do waste management trucks as well. They were going to make some more new ones there too. Okay. Once again, waste management looked at that and said, no, that's way too expensive. And
imagine the size batteries that have to go into a waste management truck to keep that thing moving around all day. Most waste management trucks now are natural gas. So that's what they actually run them on, most of them these days. And as a matter of fact, if you go... you head out, get off at Cuyamaca and go over there by where Waste Management has its whole thing down that road. I don't know.
I don't know if it's a headquarter, but yeah.
No, it's where they park a lot of the trucks.
It is.
You can see the thing built up with all the natural gas plug-ins hanging. They park those things in and they slow fill them overnight. So they used to be liquid. Now I believe it's compressed natural gas they have inside of the tanks they fill them with each night. So.
Okay.
Anyway, they have their own little fueling stations there, and they fill them overnight. They slow fill them. So, very, very emissions friendly for sure.
Yes,
I think we're going to see a lot more natural gas stuff. To be honest with you,
I think you were
a
also
lot more freedom with it.
I was going to say you also. I think you slightly predicted hydrogen vehicles too.
Well,
possibly as a future.
The problem with hydrogen vehicles is the storage of hydrogen.
Yes, and the cost of it.
The cost of it in refueling, where you're going to station network and that. So, there's a lot of things to be worked out as far as that goes, without question. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome back, folks. I was just watching there. They did and Mount Sold added another.
Was this the kayaker?
No. This is they're talking about a Marine from World War II. Medal of Honor plus the Navy Cross Medal. Then he was killed in action during World War II. But they were did a, that place is super cool. You ever been up there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's all the different built-in plaques like that they've put in of commemoration of different military folks. Beautiful place.
And thank you to all our military folks out there, too. Thank you for your service and protecting our country, too.
Absolutely. Every single day, doing the thing. Do appreciate it. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for, well over 32 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right over there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 8 years over there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, STAR certified. Right in the Golden Triangle. I love saying that. We're in the Golden Triangle. You know that, Brendan, right?
That's right.
You're in a Golden Triangle.
Yes. Yes. Better than being in
the Bermuda Triangle.
Dang it.
Beat you to it.
Whatever. That's my joke.
Cars can't drive through the Bermuda Triangle.
No, they cannot.
So, anyway, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission over there for 6 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up at North County Coastal over 2 years. AAA approved. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also take advantage of our proper diagnosis, and you'll hear me say this continuously over and over and over again. And that is the best money spent on any repair is the money you spend on a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. It will save you so much money over the years on getting your vehicle fixed versus just throwing parts at a car, which we see all too often. So if you're having any kind of concern with your vehicle, overheat, transmission, drivability, check engine light, whatever it is, hop on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, get your vehicle, and we'll get it diagnosed for you properly. Eliminates unwanted parts replacement by having a qualified technician diagnose your vehicle. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and we work with rental partners near us for very low-cost rental vehicles if you need one. You can follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News, also, Auto Talk Radio that you're listening to right now. We put all the podcasts there when we're done. If you need to pick up a podcast on the go, you can get them through Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. Always available for your listening pleasure, as Brendan says.
That's right.
That's right. So, or if you want to listen live, you just go to 1170 AM, go to Weekend Shows, and Auto Talk Radio right there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Can't do it today.
Yeah, I forgot his name. Who does that? It's an actor.
No idea. Yeah. I have no idea. It's looking beautiful in the city.
McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. All right.
There you go. That's it. That's it. So today we're talking about concerns with check engine lights and trouble codes and that, and where this data comes from and how it helps make cars amazing these days. Good stuff. But 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give me a shout and we're happy to talk to you about it for sure.
I do have one more quick news story. You're going to love this. Your least favorite vehicle is coming back. The Yugo.
Really?
Dead serious.
I thought that company was bankrupt.
I thought so too, but apparently.
Does it look the same?
No, it looks completely different.
It's going to have to be way different than that Renault motor with a carburetor.
It says here, the former Yugo factory built the late Fiat 500L, and they'll be using the same basically body parts of a Fiat, basically, to help make their vehicles.
That's a high-quality car.
Yeah.
A Fiat, though, used to be Italian, so now it's built in Yugoslavia?
At least some of the manufacturing happens there. I bet it's mostly Italian still.
So the Italians bought the Yugo plant is exactly what you're telling me.
Yes. Yeah. And anyway, so they're mentioning that they're going to be building a running prototype at the Belgrade Expo in 2027. They have announced that they want to test the European market first before even thinking about coming to the American market at all. So
it's, what is going to be the selling price here, they think?
They haven't announced.
Do you remember what the selling price was?
They do say they want to make it the least expensive new car sold in the United States specifically.
Do you know what you could buy one of those brand new for in 1985, 86?
Wasn't it like $39.95. Oh, $39.95.
$4,000. You could have yourself a brand new car.
That's right. So they wanted to,
It was only good for about a year, I'm going to be honest with you.
And that's it.
We flipped a couple of them over, too.
That's true. Yeah, they were heavy.
If you turn the wheel real hard and pulled up the emergency brake, you could flip it on its side. You could.
Seriously, one of the worst vehicles. But we'll see where technology takes us now.
But that had a French motor in it. And drivetrain. The transmission and engine were Renault back then.
Okay.
Yep.
Obviously, we don't use French engines anymore. So
Renault probably does. Probably. I believe Renault still exists in Europe.
Really?
They've been around for forever, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. You'd have to Google that stuff. You have to Google box it. But
so they said, they want to be the least expensive car sold in the United States publicly, which currently is $18,330, which is a new Nissan Versa.
Yeah, I bet they'll be shooting on that one for $12,995.
Something like that, yeah.
$12,995. Yeah, see, the funny part about that is you have to be careful with it. So, like, the Nissan Versa, yes, it's a cheap car to buy, right?
Yes.
Thing gets to 100,000 miles and the CVT transmission spits itself.
Yeah.
Now you're $6,000-$7,000 to put a transmission in it. When you spend $18,000 for the car, does that balance out really well?
Well,
after you put 100,000 miles on it, it's almost a throwaway now.
Well, for me, the price alone is already kind of like a red flag warning here.
If you can buy that car for $18,000 and drive it 100,000 miles before it falls apart, pretty much drove your value out of it for 18 grand, right?
It's so true.
Sell to Ecology for $600 and go on and buy another one, I guess.
Same goes for the Yugo, though, back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah.
You bought a new car for $4,000 at the time. You know exactly what you're looking to get.
Thing spits an axle. You could just leave it alongside the road, take the plates off, and walk away.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
So
you said you worked on one back in the day, right?
I worked on a bunch of them.
Okay. No, there was one particular story. You said it was a high school girl, I think you said, or something. Or that was one of your first vehicles you worked on, or something along the lines of that.
I probably did work on one back then. But yeah. The one thing I remember about that is my good friend flipping one on its side that was brand new. We got in a lot of trouble.
So what was that? What does that
mean? It was brand new. She just got it, this girl that was hanging out with us. And he was driving and yanked the wheel and pulled the emergency brake in it. We had to roll it back.
It was back in Ohio, right?
Yeah,
and was it during the winter season?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was summertime. Okay. Those things would flip really easy.
Oh, yeah.
But he damaged the whole side of the car. It was all her brand new car. She was not happy.
I'll tell you what, I don't have any expectations for the Yugo making a comeback in America.
Well, it's not going to look the same, I can guarantee you.
Well, obviously, yes, but I just mean
emissions-wise, no matter what, those cars still have to pass all the standards to be sold in the U.S. So, yeah.
And then the other thing, too, again, we just talked about this. Startup companies are having a big-time struggle right now in such a competitive market that a reboot company is probably out of the question on top of that. So I really do have low expectations. But I will say...
Well, it's not going to be electric, right?
No, they haven't stated that yet. So I think so far the only thing they have is just sketches of what this new Yugo might look like. I am a little just slightly interested to see what it looks like at the Expo in 2027.
No, otherwise, model yet? No clay model yet?
No, just sketches.
Because you know they always make these cars out of clay first, right?
Yes. Dave Stahl talked about that in one of his You Ought to Know shows where he went to a brand new Toyota event and they were showing the clay models and he actually talked to a clay modelist himself and talked about the expectations and certain things of that nature. So
super cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So again, this is
all you need to know doesn't come from Dave though. Don't ask Dave about fixing a car. The answers you get will not be good.
He'll just refer you to mostly Brian.
That's usually what he does. But he's Dave drives a lot of those cars, which I think is the show advertisement talks about how Dave talks about he knows all the new features on cars and all that stuff, all the custom creature features.
Here's the other thing too about those new features. At first he'll not like them, but he'll get used to them over time.
Well, sure. He's kind of a relic.
Automotive
relic. He is an established part of the San Diego Auto Museum. Yes. There's a picture of Dave.
Yes, there is.
Like an old car. Dave.
He voluntarily stepped away from that. He wanted to put up, he wanted to put up a speedway over there. So now they're going to put in an El Cajon speedway area where Dave Stahl's area usually is. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Very nice. All relics should be in a museum, though. You can tell Dave I said that.
I was just, I will. In 2024, that was his first year where he actually got comfortable enough to say he likes the Apple CarPlay. Like I got used to that as soon as I got it. I thought it was an amazing thing.
I don't have any Apple things. I'm an Android guy. So yeah.
So you would be Android, as I think it's called Android Auto.
It hooks up. Yep.
Yeah.
I do all the maps. So in most cars, all my maps are Google Maps on my truck.
Yes.
Because you change them over to that with the.
I don't have the Waze app because I don't want to be a street racer out there because
I've never had the Waze app.
So. Yeah, you know about that though, right?
It tells where there's police at.
All the time.
It also tells where there, but also tells things like heavy traffic or an accident or things like that.
Google will automatically, while you're driving, say, hey, there's heavy traffic on this route. We could take you on this route instead too.
I get a lot of those on unexplained items on the road.
Yes.
Notices, they come up on your screen. You know what I'm talking about, right?
And Google's starting to become a little waste because they'll say, is the police still here in this area? And I'll be like, yes, I guess so. Okay. What do you want from me?
Well, there you go. That's the way it works for sure. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Y'all must be sleeping this morning or something or just getting your first cup of coffee. But let's jump in. Talk about some automotive news. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Here we go. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. Why? Because Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide, for sure. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, and I mean they have batteries for everything, check out their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. You can also jump on interstatebatteryofsandiego.com and probably order batteries directly from there to have shipped to you without question. So multiple options there. But yes, the highest quality batteries out there for sure. We have a listener named Charles. And thank you, Charles. He said, thank you for your great show every Saturday. Thank you for listening. But he had a question. He says, I have a 2009 GMC Sierra 5.3-liter. I've always used regular gasoline fuel. Aside from the fuel cost, are there any advantages to using ethanol fuel in flex fuel vehicles? Can the fuel clean the engine, or could it wear seals even though it's designated to handle higher ethanol content? So a vehicle, E85 mixed fuel vehicle, can use ethanol. There's the advantages. Ethanol is a renewable energy source that comes from plants. Okay, so environmentally friendly. Ethanol can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and hydrocarbon and oxides of nitrogen emissions, that's for sure. And ethanol production can help local farming communities, here or there. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. Ethanol is less toxic than methanol, okay? Those are the advantages. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think those outweigh the disadvantages. And the disadvantages are reduced gas mileage. Ethanol can reduce gas mileage by about 3%, so you're going to buy more of it, that's for sure. And your gas mileage is less. Here are the big ones in which we do see. Ethanol can corrode and damage your engine because it absorbs dirt easily, without question. The high production of corn to make ethanol can put a lot of pressure on the environment, which is true too. So that takes away from the good environment parts. Fuel system issues. Ethanol does break down quickly and create clumps in the gasoline mixture, which can clog fuel filters, fuel lines, injectors, things like that. It can also damage seals in the motor. It is not necessarily friendly as far as it goes. Ethanol also has a lower energy content and is less efficient than gasoline. Ethanol is designed to reduce our dependency on fossil fuels, obviously.
Yeah. Last thing I was also going to say is there's such a small supply of it anyways. So whatever gas station has that or is serving it up, they can shut it off at any point, basically. Correct. So it's like first come, first serve, and you're going to have to wait a while till you can get back.
Yeah, and
again,
do
so.
Not put ethanol in a non-ethanol vehicle.
Yes,
if you have absolutely. A regular gasoline vehicle, do you cannot use ethanol. It will damage injectors, O-rings, fuel lines, and I'm going to fuel pump. Go on and on and on. Don't mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. It can be very damaging to things. So if you're going to use it, you need to have an E85 vehicle. So
they'll have a yellow gas cap usually on
yes,
it.
Yes, you're correct. That is absolutely. Look at you go.
Aren't Do I you? Get a golden sticker?
Yeah, yes. You're going to get a little participation trophy before I leave today.
All right,
for
I'll take
sure.
it.
But he is correct about that. So just that. Hey, and guys, I love when you, if you don't want to call in, you can always email something in like that too. I'm happy to chat about it. And give you some ideas. And also, I'll reply to your email later today.
Is that sure. autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com?
You can do, yes, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or you can do theautoman@westautomotivegroup.com.
Perfect.
Those are all good, too. So either way, you can get to me either way. So hopefully Charles is listening. That answers your questions, Charles, on that. Me, personally, if it was my vehicle, I'd stick to gasoline. Mm-hmm. I don't need the trouble that comes from ethanol as far as damaging things, stuff like that. So not my favorite fuel at all. Just one that they came up with to try to save the environment, obviously, as far as that goes. All right, let's see what Fred's got to say. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. Going back to what you said a few minutes ago, yes, I agree. All relics should be in a museum, and additionally, statues should not be taken down.
Perfect.
Yeah, and on that note, just real quick, and I'll get to my car comment and question. Our governor down here in Florida has negotiated with Mount Vernon to have some of the displays of George Washington down here for the 250th birthday of our great nation. So
super cool.
I'm looking forward to the possibility of seeing that.
Yep.
I've been to Mount Vernon. It's so beautiful, and the things that they were able to keep over the years, it's just amazing. They really did a good job making sure that all those things are protected. And if you have never been to Mount Vernon, ladies and gentlemen, please do so, because it really is a beautiful area, and you learn so much.
Very cool. And that is your history lesson from Brendan today.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
There you go. You know, you also talked about the San Diego Auto Museum. And I miss that place. I used to go down there, I think it was quarterly, just to see what the next display would be. And they had some wonderful things there. You know, Balboa Park's beautiful as it is.
I typically
take a walk around. So since I can't do that anymore, I usually do two things. There is a consignment classic and barn find automotive complex in an old shopping mall up in Morgantown, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It's called the Classic Auto Mall. They have over 400 vehicles on display, inside air conditioned.
Nice.
It is just you can spend 2 to 3 hours in there just walking around and checking everything out. They've got quite a lineup, and you know, this coming July with this Mount Vernon display, I'm going to see how it times up. I got to double check the dates, but Mecum Auto Auction is going to be up in Kissimmee again. Mm. I went to that last July, and it was it was neat. I mean, I didn't buy anything. I was tempted to bid on something, but I didn't really have anywhere to put it.
Gotcha. Have you ever been, because you're in Florida now, have you ever been to Don Garlitz Museum there in Florida?
Not yet.
It's super cool. You got to check it out, too. All about drag cars and all that. He's had, the last time, Shirley Madowney's first drag car was in there. He's got all kinds of stuff that from drag history, from all these people that have donated stuff and all that. And they do a really good job there, too. But, all these places. San Diego Auto Museum's amazing, and especially since Lenny took over curating that and being in charge of it. They've really done some amazing stuff with it. So it's all good stuff, for sure. And you can't go wrong by checking them out, and you get near one of those museums, you should go. Well worth it, because usually they're not that expensive to go into either.
Yeah, that's neat. I'll definitely make a note of that. You guys were talking about startups, it's an interesting topic. I had just a little bit of play money there. I invested, unfortunately, in some of these electric car startups. One was Fisker Automotive. I'm sure you heard of them. They had a model was out about 13 years ago,
and
they declared bankruptcy, and the other two were Lucid and Rivian, and they're both still struggling. They cannot get the sales going on those cars, and it's costing them more to produce than it is to sell them.
Correct. I don't foresee, if I was to predict, and I'm not a stock market person but to predict companies and failures, that in the future those companies won't be around. I personally don't think they're going to make it. They're just not, like you said, the production cost along with the sales on the vehicles is just too low. It's not sustainable for the company, and I imagine they're going to find themselves in a permanent bankruptcy, if I had to guess. And if you work for those companies, I'm sorry, I apologize for predicting that, but it is what it is. Some things come and go.
Totally concur.
Yep.
Yeah, totally concur. It's interesting, the reboots you were talking about too is I'm watching some of those closely. One of which is DeLorean down in Texas. I guess they're trying to launch something.
Heard about that. Is it still going to be like a stainless steel car? I worked on a lot of the original DeLoreans back in the day. They had a nice Volvo V6 motor in them. That's what they came with. What a heavy car that thing was. Is it still supposed to be the same kind of platform?
It's not. It's totally different. I looked at their website, and I don't know the whole details about what they're doing for their production ramp up. And, it's interesting. My dad was a classic car collector. He had about eight or nine of them before he and my mom passed away, and then we sold them off.
Gotcha.
And one of his money makers was a DeLorean. They got that car, I think, in 2009 or 2010, and the value of those was just really, really low. And then all of a sudden, they just spiked up in price. And I drove that thing, and it was interesting. It was no power steering, so that was a little tough.
Yeah.
And getting in and out of it, it was a little bit tricky getting in and out of it, but after my parents passed, we sold that vehicle for a nice little profit.
Well, they were hard to find then. I mean, and I don't know how many were actually made. Brendan can Google that, I'm sure, but it wasn't a whole lot of them, And then, of course, after Mr. DeLorean ran into some trouble with the federal government for dealing drugs, supposedly, or something like that, which was... there was a whole conspiracy theory against that whole deal too. So there's a lot of interesting history behind that, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I know we got a time crunch here, so I just have one quick question.
Sure,
an automotive question. So a friend of mine is thinking about getting a brand new Chevy Malibu. And I read up on the Wikipedia, and I guess they stopped production in November of last year for the 2025 model, and they're retooling the plant. But I don't know what you guys know about those vehicles, if they're reliable, what they're coming out with.
Do you know what engine they're going to have in that? I haven't done a whole lot of looking at that vehicle. Do you know what power plant they're going to use, their plan?
I think they're going to use a four-cylinder turbo.
Okay. one of their already platforms in existence as far as the engine, or is this something new designed?
I think it's something that's been going for a little while, and okay. It might be in a Cadillac model that's out okay. right now. I'm not sure.
Okay, okay. You know, as far as that goes, I don't know a bunch about that car in its new platform and retooling of it, but if they're my biggest thing with new cars, typically when they come out with a new model or redesign, if the power plant and the transmission and that is all from a previous design that's worked well, then usually the car comes out being decent. You know, the only thing that will be different in it is that everybody's got to figure out. And I tell, no matter what car you're buying, is this thing going to have weird blind spots? How's it going to drive? Does it, you know, as far as that goes, which is the only way to know that is go out and drive one, obviously. The cool thing about that is if they're being a GM model and it's going to be a four-door model, I'm sure in that, you'll be able to rent one from a rental car company before you buy it. And you could spend 3 or 4 days driving it to decide, hey, does this feel like a good car or not? Which I always advise people to do. So, I don't know, just one way to look at it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I think I misspoke. They're buying the one that has been in production is being phased out, and it's on a dealer.
Oh, somewhere. Oh, okay. Sorry, sorry.
2025 Malibu.
How many miles are on it? Do you know?
Oh, brand new. Brand
oh,
new.
Oh, it's brand new. Factory.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that was produced, you know, before November, and is just, you know, they ceased production on that 2025
retool.
Malibu.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you were talking about they were buying a new one. You know, as far as those goes, we service them and repair them, but that line's been the same for a while now, a few years. Been a pretty good car. Most people are pretty happy with it, so I don't see how they could go wrong as far as that goes if they're looking for a vehicle. Have they had that type of vehicle before?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question to pose to them. You know, if they're comfortable going from like a Toyota or a Chevrolet
whatever. And I would drive the car because I get out and just make sure that you're comfortable with it. As I always tell people, I one time rented a Range Rover, one of the little Evoque ones. I would never buy one of those. It was uncomfortable to drive for me. But you know, as far as got a little longer legs and my knee rubbed the door the whole time because the seat didn't go back far enough, you know. So if you're a shorter person, Evoque's probably a great car and all that. But for me, so that's just one way I explain to folks, like, hey, just because the car's reliable and a good car and all that stuff doesn't mean it's going to be great for you. You may not like the dang car because you may not fit in it well. It might have blind spots for you. There's all kinds of things. So my biggest thing with folks is, you know, as long as mechanically it's tried and tested, you know, then you need to go drive it and make sure that you're comfortable with it before you buy it.
Okay. Great advice. I'll pass that along. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Fred, always great to talk to you. Be safe out there, and thanks for listening, and thanks for the call.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks.
Take care, my friend. Bye. Fred always has great questions, too.
Absolutely.
He used to be one of my clients here in San Diego, going to the Kearney Mesa store until he moved to Florida.
That's so right, yeah. And you don't have now with his auto shop over there, too.
Yeah, we were talking to them, yes. Yeah. We don't have any West Automotive Group locations, and it would have to be East Automotive.
Because
it'd be in the East.
Yeah. We're down to a little less than 2 minutes. Very quickly to follow up on a few questions that you had for him. They made 9,530 DeLoreans. They announced, DeLorean Motor Company announced that they said they're going to make 9,531
this vehicles.
Time? Yeah, so one more vehicle for this.
I wonder how many of the original 9,530 vehicles are still in existence.
I will take a look. I think it is not a lot left here.
That's why they're worth so much money.
Currently, there's only it says there's 6,700 still out there. However, only 4,500 are still drivable or in restorable condition, is what they stated.
So half of them.
Yes.
So that's what makes them worth money. Exactly. And they're definitely a history item. And there's a lot of history behind them, for sure.
And then very quickly, actual body of their new electric vehicle, which is called the Alpha 5, is made out of stainless steel body panels, specifically. Yeah. While the actual,
they're going to make an electric one?
Yes.
Oh, is that all they're making is an electric one?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. So not, there won't be a power plant in this.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So this will be it. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You get an electric stainless steel vehicle.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yep. Good luck with that one. Absolutely. For sure. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there. Hey, man, what a great show. We appreciate everybody joining us for sure. Brandon's always screaming at me, get off the air, get off the air. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next week, we'll be back live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. See you next week.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.